Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with my head full of snot. I'm also here with Starman Michael Gaines.
I am not Kathy Hopkins.
You are not. Nor am I. Nor is the mucus in my sinuses.
But maybe I'll just do most of the talking this week.
Yeah, you just go ahead and do the show. I'll be over here. I'll just put the microphone on the con flu
or something.
The confluenza, yeah.
Confluenza.
Yeah, I think so. And I think I can actually nail it down to the person that I got it from too, actually.
Oh, do you want to say who?
I'm not mad at him or anything. It's like just it happens, but I know that he was recovering from this. And I was hanging out with him most of the weekend, so I'm pretty sure that's probably where it came from. At least at the con I was. I mean, there's other people I know that have been kind of sick, so who the hell knows? But I had a friend in California who's like, yeah, my aunt or somebody keeps trying to get me to move back there because the cold keeps you from getting a cold. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And she's like, but then, yeah, I guess not because you got it. I'm like, actually, I'm pretty sure I got it from a friend of mine who flew in from California. So yeah. Your argument is invalid.
That's possible, I'm sure, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've lived in the cold and gotten flu before.
Just add that to the list of things you have to worry about in California, like earth, air, fire, and water.
And measles. Yeah.
Yeah, vaxxers. Measles.
Vaxxers. Well, I don't know where to go from there.
All right. Well, why don't we just talk about SkyMall coming back?
We can talk about SkyMall.
Really important.
That's the top story.
I don't know why it's a top story because Avengers should be the top story.
Yeah, let's talk about Avengers. That's probably better.
All right. The new trailer came out today.
It looks good.
That looks good. How many times did you watch it?
You know, I just watched it once.
All right. I watched it like 9 times.
A lot of it I felt like it was stuff I saw before. I did get a little bit of a, they're going to just blowing stuff up too much again. Like,
I got a little bit of a feel of that.
Yeah.
But as you know, Marvel knows what they're doing, so we have to put our trust in them.
They have to put out
something to attract people in. But I think that it'll be fine.
They're not as edgy as DC, I hear.
It's funny. The Warner CEO says that the DC movies are edgier than Marvel's, and I'm thinking, No.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just saw that they cut off Jared Leto's hair, getting him ready to be the Joker in Suicide Squad. And I forgot that he was going to be the Joker. So when I saw it, I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Just more because, like young people.
That DC is on everybody's minds.
Yeah. Like, it's like they don't seem to care. They just want to get like, it's like, hey, what's going to get young people in here? Let's get some pretty people to be these people.
I think that DC is doing the same thing that they've been doing for decades, is that they have Superman, they have Batman, and they think that they could just plop it out there in the world and everybody will eat it up. In the meantime, Marvel is just doing it right.
Well, they were doing all right with Batman for a while there. I mean, they were good, then they were bad, then they were kind of good again.
Yeah.
And I'm still liking Gotham. I saw somebody posted something like, what if Gotham is a prequel to 60s Batman? Like, if that's how they all end up.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't think of that.
That's how they all end up.
That'd be great.
What was the aunt that lived with them for a while? Aunt somebody?
I just watched a bunch of episodes. You think it's not Aunt May, is it?
No, it's not Aunt May. That's a different one. But yeah.
Harriet.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah. And somehow they work her into the storyline. I don't know.
That would be great.
That would be unlikely.
I would like to see the camera angles in the evil lairs just like tilt to the side a little.
You know,
bit
they
like
are they do that a little bit with Gotham, the same way in the way that Tim Burton did in the 89 Batman. Not over the top the way that what's his name did when he took over the Batman stuff. What's his name? Schumacher. But there's a little bit of it, like, you know, those low angles and as the cars drive up and things like that. I think they did a pretty good job with the show. It's starting to move along. I'm telling you, I hope next season Commissioner Gordon's got his mustache. That's all I care.
That's all you.
Start
That's
growing
on
that
your
mustache.
mind for how long now?
The whole
That's all
season.
you want is just
Because
Commissioner Gordon to have a
it just will make it so much more believable, in my opinion. He's still like too pretty to be Commissioner Gordon, so he needs to start, you know, working on the mustache. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
You know. So we like Avengers. When does that come out?
May 1st, I have my tickets already.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I know. I saw a bunch of people on Twitter were like, "I bought my tickets. I bought my tickets." I'm like, "What? Are you?
Jeez.
No." And I've seen tickets sold a month in advance, and that's fine. But now it's like 2 months in advance, so I
Jeez.
went and checked, and sure enough, you can buy tickets now. So I did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I no, cause here's the thing. I'm not waiting in line for a day to get
That's
seats.
not a big deal. You have your tickets. The only thing you're waiting in line for is to get in.
No, I know, and
And
I'm not doing that. So,
you get there an hour early.
if it's that crazy, I'll just like wait 2 days and go on a Monday matinee or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I want to see it, but it's not. You know what? It doesn't have the same feeling as like Star Wars. I'll probably do that. I'll still
Oh
do it.
yeah.
I'll do the
You
whole
have to
thing.
do that for Star Wars because you're obligated by law.
By geek rule.
By geek rule.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm gonna be checking to see when you can buy tickets for Star Wars. I'm thinking now it's like if you can buy tickets for the Avengers this early, you should be able to buy tickets for Star Wars like in October.
Unless they move it up.
I don't know if that's really gonna happen.
You know what? If they do, we'll probably find out about it at Star Wars Celebration next month.
Well, you figure if they do that, then it may affect some other movies. I don't, maybe not.
I don't
It's
know.
not like it used to be years ago, like many years ago, where you had like one movie come out a month or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? They may be just talking about moving it to scare some other, some other companies too. Who knows?
But I would really like to see it in any month other than December because
Because I don't
you
want to
get all
wait
that bull.
outside.
Well, no, we don't wait outside. They let everybody wait inside, but you just get all that bulky stuff on, and then
Oh.
you got to get your seat. And
You wait
I
inside if
like
you.
watching movies in the summer because you just go and you sit down.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wait inside if there's room, but I mean, I've waited in line where the line was outside and around the block. I mean, it doesn't always.
No, we don't have that anymore. We used to.
They just what
Long time
people
ago,
just don't do it or they don't let them.
no, we just don't do it because they have enough of those ropes to keep people inside the lobby for one big movie, so they just do it that way.
Guess it depends on where you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got other movie news, I guess. There was some casting for Independence Day 2.
All right, I did not see this in my feed. What do we have?
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
We have
Randy Quaid?
no Will Smith.
No, oh, that I knew.
Yeah. It's the first confirmed actor is relatively unknown Jesse Usher, who will play the son of Captain Stephen Hiller, Will Smith.
Okay.
Although the son of Smith's character will appear in the film, Smith has stated he would not be returning. Yeah, we know
Yeah, because he's doing all important stuff like After Earth.
that. Yeah. Oh, and that Focus movie where he's a con guy or something like that. Although I think he's in
Okay.
Suicide Squad too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So.
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth is going to be in it, or he's in
Oh, really?
final negotiations to play the son-in-law of President Thomas
The
J.
son-in-law.
Whitmore.
This is like ID4, The Next Generation.
This is like this is like whatever vacation, Holiday Island or whatever, where it was
All
just
different
Randy Quaid.
people.
And nobody
Yeah.
else went straight to video. However, Jeff Goldblum will be returning, so
Really? Wow, that's great.
that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
I'm
Did you ever
ecstatic.
see that video of the guy who does a Jeff Goldblum impersonation talk about the Jurassic World trailer?
Yeah, that is pretty
It's,
funny.
I don't know how he did that, but he did that
He
great.
sounded
I
pretty
wish
good. So
And he had
this.
that tone to his voice too. Sorry, go
Yeah,
ahead.
No, you're right. That was, it was funny. I don't remember the guy. I don't remember the link or any of it, but you probably can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
This looks like it's probably going to be terrible.
ID4. Well, when the movie first came out, I saw it a bunch of times. I thought it was good, but I always wondered, it's like, what are the repercussions of like these aliens coming and now we've got their technology and their ships crashing all over the place and such. So it would be interesting to see what happened. I'm curious about that. Am I going to be like first online or like Star Wars? No,
No.
but I'll go see it like maybe that first weekend or something like that.
I didn't love the first movie. I saw it
It
once.
had. Well, I put it to you this way. I recently watched The Day After Tomorrow and 2012
Okay.
just as a goof because I was like bored. And I tell you, out of the movies that they've done, oh, and I watched Stargate also. Out of the movies that Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich have done, ID4 and Stargate are by far the two best ones. The rest of them are just terrible.
Yeah, those are bad. Those are bad
Yeah.
movies.
They're just horrible, horrible movies. It just seems like what they try to do. I don't know where they got on this disaster kick. I think maybe
Yeah.
what had happened was they did ID4 and said, "Well, why don't we just make a whole movie out of blowing shit up?"
Yeah,
And they did
destruction.
that. Yeah, and destruction and everything. And granted, there were like disaster movies in the 70s and such, but
Earthquake.
after a while, it just gets kind of old.
Right, when it's just a bunch of CG blowing up stuff, I mean.
Yeah, and not only that, but the scene in 2012 where they're flying the plane and they don't like pull the plane up, and I'm like, pull the fucking stick back. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Pull the stick
I
back.
think was 2012 the one with the Cusack?
Yeah.
Where they like they launched the RV or the bus or whatever, like over that ravine or something. It's just stupid. Terrible. I don't, you know, no word if Randy Quaid's gonna be back. I would hope so. And
It would be, well, he died in the last one.
not necessarily.
Yes, he did.
You never know. No word if Bill Pullman's gonna be back.
What's he doing?
Nothing.
Well, there's your
Unless he's
answer.
gonna, maybe Spaceballs too. At least there's still that.
Man, I don't know if that's ever gonna happen.
You know, somebody, I saw a pretty funny cosplay at Cleveland Comic Con. Somebody was, and I don't remember the character's name, and honestly, I don't remember the actor's name, but he was the guy that played Newman on Seinfeld.
Yes.
Somebody dressed up as him. Like he was wearing the yellow like raincoat, and half of his face was like soot. He was carrying around the little shaving cream can from Jurassic Park. It was pretty funny. It was pretty good. He had a little like tag on with his name and stuff, little ID tag. Anyway, yeah. So we've got that. What other movie news do we have?
We have Uncle Buck.
That's actually, I think, TV. So after Uncle Buck came out, they tried to do a TV show. Do you remember this? In like 1990.
No, I don't remember
Looking at this picture, I vaguely remember it. They got just like some kind of fat guy, put a hat on him, and gave him a cigar, and put it on television. So according to Hollywood Reporter, ABC is doing Uncle Buck again, with actor comedian Mike Epps to take on the iconic costume, cigar and some kind of hat. That's
I don't know
awesome.
who that is.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mike Epps, EPPS. He's
Epps.
a, yeah, he's I forget what he's in. He's a black guy, not like Uncle Buck is at all.
Oh, I've seen him in
Duff.
Resident Evil. That might be where I saw him in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Rebooting is just never always, well, never always. Listen to me. It's not always a good thing.
No, and I don't particularly like when they change the character so much that it's not really the same anymore. Yeah, so there's that. Sharknado 3 news. Did you ever get around to
I
seeing
saw
two?
there's some cash. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you get around to seeing two?
No, I just watched like the first 15 minutes and I never got around to watching the rest of it.
No, me neither. Apparently, Ian Ziering will be back. I think we already knew that.
Okay.
Somebody's now. This is from the AV Club. They're reporting, I guess, that Ann Coulter will play the president and the vice president. Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Cuban will play the president in the next one, and Ann Coulter will play the vice president.
Nice. Who else is coming back?
In addition to cameos by Jerry Springer and Bo Derek, Cuban seems like a natural fit for the film.
Bo Derek.
Is he still alive?
Obviously.
I guess so. Who knows? The sci-fi seems like they could just CG in anybody, and who cares? Doesn't have to be good.
Well, you got to get the rights to use them.
Yeah, sure. I guess we should mention, speaking of dead people, Leonard Nimoy died.
Yes.
Over the week.
Yes, last Thursday, Friday. Yeah, very sad. It's just I saw it as soon as it happened, and Twitter just exploded.
Oh yeah, which was great because it kind of, well, not great, but it took everybody away from the stupid dress thing, the blue gold.
The dress. All right, let me talk about the dress thing just real quick.
You sure? There's
an optical. It all depended on whether or not your eyes were adjusted for brightness or darkness, because that's how your eyes work. So if your eyes were adjusted for bright, then you saw white and gold. If they were dark, then you saw blue and black, because the colors that were used were just like on the cusp of what your eyes would perceive. And so I was looking at the picture, and it was white and gold. And then I went to Twitter for a while to read what other people are saying, and my tweet deck is black. So my eyes started adjusting down. I went back to the very same picture, and it was blue and black. I'm like, wait, is this some really slow animated GIF? Is like, what kind of sorcery is this? But yeah. As soon as I saw it, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my kids were telling me that the next day people were just coming up to them and saying, like, what's the color of the dress?
God, some people went bananas. I mean,
it was everywhere.
So stupid. So stupid.
It was stupid, but I'm surprised it took so long for something like this to happen. I don't know if it was an accident or the people who put it on Tumblr, like, really knew what they were doing. I don't know.
I mean, you never know these days, but could be. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I was just tired of hearing about it. Because all I ever saw was blue and black. And then they showed it on TV, and I was like, oh, now I see it as gold. And the more I sat there staring at it, I was like, no, it just turned blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weird. It depends on what your eyes got to.
I don't know, whatever. So, yeah, and then Leonard Nimoy died, and everybody was like,
okay. All right, well, anyway, yeah, so Leonard Nimoy passed away, and he was in the hospital for severe chest pain, so we sort of saw that coming, unfortunately. And it was just crazy. I mean, people were just, the outpouring of support for Leonard Nimoy was astounding. I have never, in all my years on Twitter, I've never seen that much for one person.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. There was a lot of a lot of that. I mean, there's no other way to say it really. There was like, I didn't even see any, like, people with too soon jokes, you know?
Oh, I did.
Oh, I did.
And there's people out in the world. Well, the one thing that I saw was people were saying he's dead, Jim. The Toronto Sun or something posted that on their front page, and there was a bit of outrage about that. But what are you going to do? People on the internet are assholes.
Yeah. Well, that's still not as bad as I would have thought it might. I mean, I can't think of anything, but who knows? I'm sure people came up with something stupid and terrible. Like, way too many headlines. He lived long and prospered. I mean, geez.
That's fine.
Everybody used that one.
We did a tribute episode on This Week in Trek.
Oh.
And we got a lot of positive responses about that.
Cool. Yeah, I watched some Star Trek, I think, that day. I watched Wrath of Khan and some of the old shows. Watched some of the old shows. Just
you were asking me a bunch of questions.
Yeah, well, because I mean, I haven't seen Khan in forever. So, yeah, so I'm like, why has he got a bionic hand all of a sudden? Did I miss something?
No, it's not a bionic hand. I think it was just something wired to his wrist. He had like a bracelet. Not a bracelet, like a dangle or something. But
it was his whole hand.
No, it wasn't. It, well, was I mean, fashion, he had like a saying? Glove on. Oh, no.
It was some con fashion.
Yes, it was con fashion.
It just goes. It just goes back to my whole problem with the new one with con. How they didn't even try. It was just like
no, they didn't.
And I still stand by like it was this. It would have been the same. It would have been the exact. He would have been the same guy. He was already born before the things changed, so he wouldn't have been like as boring of a character as Cumbersnatch did with him.
It's Cumbersnatch.
Like I can give you the, like I said, I can give you the actor change, whatever. I mean, you gotta, but make him act like Khan. Khan, is, like his mannerisms would have still been the same. He was like over the, he was an over the top badass. You know, he like was quoting, you know, flamboyantly quoting literature and whatnot, and that was like a big part of what his character was, and it just wasn't there at all with Cumberbatch.
No,
like it was just, it could just been bad guy, like space baddie. That was it. Like
exactly, it was space baddie.
It was space baddie. Like they just threw his name Khan on there to get people going, and then it was like, well, it wasn't though. It just wasn't at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Let's move on. I just saw this, that they had to CGI the pubes on in 50 Shades of Grey.
What? Did they really?
Because they were wearing like body suits and cock socks and stuff. So they had to like...
What?
Well, so that they're not actually having sex in the movie, you know? It's not a porno.
Well, no, I didn't see it, but... Well, it just, I'm surprised because in the past, like we grew up with a bunch of 80s movies like that and such, and they didn't do stuff like that.
Sure they did. They wore like the cock sock and things, or they just like didn't show it. They just you know, cut it out, like cropped it when they were filming it or whatever. I mean, I didn't see the movie either, but you know, they're explaining that when they're quote unquote, you know, having sex or whatever, the actors aren't actually touching parts, you know, they can't, otherwise mm-hmm. it would be a porno. So, you know, he's got to wear a thing. He says, we're protecting the actors. Jamie had to cover his penis. Dakota had a kind of patch that went over her pubic area, right around her whole body. It was a curious situation post-production of adding pubic hair. I wouldn't say it was one of the highlights of my career, but it was certainly one of the most surreal scenarios.
Oh my God. Okay.
So things, you know, they had to make it look real, I guess. That's stupid. That's a dumb movie.
And then what did it get on Rotten Tomatoes? I've been curious about that. I think maybe we talked about it last time, but it changes as the movie goes on.
Oh, I bet. So,
50 Shades, oh my God, it's 24%.
Oof.
And even that I thought was higher than I was going to see. I thought it was going to be, even in the audience score, the audience score is 47%.
Yuck. I'll wait till it shows up somewhere, I guess.
Somewhere.
Community. And then go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
Now I got nothing to say about this crap. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Community Season 6 trailer. Is online. This is now no longer on television. It's been picked up by Yahoo Screen. Screen? Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll premiere on March 17th.
Okay.
There's a trailer on there. It's most of the same people. There's a few new people, and I don't know if it's the same writers or whatever, but it looks like it's still pretty funny. They did an Avengers Age of Ultron style trailer.
Okay.
Why not? Age of Yahoo.
Now, people, yeah. What people have been doing lately is they've been taking clips from different movies and they call it like a crossover trailer. Just never, ever, ever works. Between the lighting being different and the shots being different and stuff not making sense, you stop.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's dumb. We'll move it along. Vince Vaughn and the cast of Unfinished Business posed for stock photos.
I saw that.
So the stock photos, there's a link in the show notes for those. They're pretty funny.
I saw them. They are funny.
They're up on iStock Getty Images. I wonder if you have to pay for them or if they're free to use.
I thought they were free. I thought I saw that they were free. I don't know what I would ever do with them, though.
I hope people use them for PowerPoints. They'd be fucking hilarious. They look funny. They're just like that, too. I don't know what this movie's about. Anyway. And Star Wars news?
Just real quick, Cartoon Network, no, Disney XD, they were pushing hard about this whole Star Wars Rebels thing, and I have never seen it, and it just looks goofy and childish. But a bunch of people that I know were fans of it, and they were saying that, oh, it's going to be huge. So I figured, all right, well, let me just take a look at this. And so I recorded it was the season finale, so I recorded the episode before that and then the season finale. And between the fact that the show is like 3 minutes of action and 9 minutes of commercials. And then the commercials themselves are like for like little kid stuff, yeah. Like dolls and crap. Like I'm sitting here watching this going, God, man, even the commercials on Nickelodeon were better than this. I just thought that it was a big build up to nothing. And the other thing that they made a big deal about was like Darth Vader returns and everything. Like, yeah, he returned at the end for 5 seconds and didn't say a word.
Oh,
like, this is bullshit.
So like episode three.
well, but I expected that in episode three. But the thing about this show is that why would you watch a show about a bunch of people that you know are eventually going to wind up dying? It's just stupid.
I've seen it. I think I saw like maybe the first episode of it when it came on, maybe two. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I'm like, you know, whatever happened to that live action Star Wars show that they were supposed to do that took place between like 3 and 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that talk of that like years and years ago? Where's mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I do.
I would watch that. It's on a shelf. Yeah.
I don't know. I just find Star Wars Rebels to be a complete.
Well, I don't want to watch the cartoons. I mean, I don't know. Then Clone Wars. I know people that love that too. I couldn't get into that either. I don't want to watch cartoons. I want to watch like I said, do a live action version. Which really, do you think Disney's not working on that? Do you think it's not going to come to ABC sometime soon?
Nah.
I bet they'll be a thing. Dude, they're going to milk all that all the time, all day long. Nah. I mean, they're not going to use up all their good stories because they're making movies, but, you know, till the end of time. So it'll be some other, like, I don't know. Who knows? It'll be like Gotham. It'll be like Batman Babies. It'll be
Are we going to see, like, Star Wars Episode 18 at some point?
They're talking about putting out a Star Wars movie every 2 years forever.
Every year, not every two years.
Oh, I thought it was every two.
The annual ones are going to be like the individual stories or something like the Boba Fett movie or the Han Solo movie or something like that. So,
and then the rest of these are going to be the other opposite year. Every time an iPhone comes out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, speaking of which, the Apple Watch announcement is going to be on Monday.
That's right.
So there you go. It's like Christmas.
Be able to start your car. You'll be able to. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else.
It's funny how I've been reading articles from people about how the original iPod was. It was big and it was clunky and it was heavy and it was terrible. And I'm like, what planet did you grow up on? Because that thing, it didn't sell well at first because there were some really crappy ones out there, like the Creative Nomad Jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
Apple had a way of taking this thing. Was it big and heavy? Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, relatively
hard drive in it.
It had a little mini hard drive in it. So there's only so much you can possibly do. But they did a good job of making something that was faster than the Creative Nomad Jukebox. It was smaller than it, and it had a far better interface. And so I think people's perception of history is a little whacked sometimes.
I mean, they're comparing it to like. You know, the even the phones, I mean, they're, you know, they were big. They were bigger than that.
Yeah.
They were fat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So what, they're saying that the iWatch or Apple Watch or whatever is going to be as big and clunky or something?
I don't know what it's going to be. I really don't know. They did a good job of at least making it look like it fit in the same form factor as a regular watch. What you can do with it, I don't know. I do not have the developer's kit yet because I just don't like putting two copies of Xcode on the same machine at the same time. Yeah. So I've run into problems with that. And this is my job computer, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put it on my laptop, and I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I haven't done it yet.
Tim Cook did an interview with the Examiner or Telegraph or something.
Telegraph,
and mentioned a few things like, I mean, very exercise oriented, health oriented stuff on there, which I think is pretty cool. It like reminds you to get up and go walk around every hour or something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which is kind of cool. And the exercise incentives, we get like reward points for the more exercise you do, which is cool. Mm-hmm. That's what people need. They need incentives. I mean, apart from, you know, being healthy, they need immediate incentives. That's actually pretty smart. I have a Pebble Steel. I love it. I know they got a new one coming out, but I mean, I'm going to get the Apple Watch because the only reason I got this was because there was no Apple Watch yet. And I really like the idea of what it does. So, you know, you get your messages, you get all your stuff right there, and you don't have to pull your phone out if you're talking to somebody. You can just glance at it or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm going to buy one out of curiosity, and because I'm a developer, I'm going to do stuff with it, but my hopes for it are at this point neutral.
No.
I have no high hopes for this thing at all. I don't know. I won't know until I see it working.
I think it's going to be cool. Like I said, I've had my hand in the wearables, I guess, up to my wrist anyway, and I like the stuff that they do. So. And knowing Apple, they'll do it right. It'll be cool. I'll have to come up with like $300 so I can get one, which will suck, but whatever. Find it somewhere. I'll sell my Pebble.
Yeah.
Maybe I should sell it now. I know they got a new one coming out, so people are probably doing that.
They had the highest Kickstarter ever.
Yeah, they went like $18,000 in an hour or something.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Go ahead and do your plugs. I got to sign off soon.
I know. This week in Trek with Warcast. There you go. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at StarMike.
All right. You follow me. I'm Langley. I started using Twitter a little bit more again the other day. Mm-hmm. And the off ramp, dfhofframe.com. We've got some shows coming up on there. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Later.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly.